Welcome to Joygasmic Shorts, a power-packed experience to give you the best out of our interviews. If you're back for more, remember to subscribe and give us a five-star rating. It helps us reach more people and create our shared dream of an enlightened planet. Thank you so much. Enjoy the short. For me, there's this sense of, is there something I can do about it? You know, if I get into a fearful place, it's like, is there something I can do about it? Yes? Great. Let me do that thing. No? Okay. Well, then I can't. And I just can't, you know, it's like, I can't control what's happening in the world situation right now. I can't control how other people are responding to this. I can't control, I can't even control what country I'm in right now, which is something that I take as a for granted in my world schooling gallivanting lifestyle. You know, I had to cancel all my trips and I'm in like Northern Michigan being like, okay, I guess I'm in the US while all this is going down, my least favorite place in the whole world to choose to be in martial law, you know, like that sounds pretty scary to me. But at the same time, it's like, well, can I control that? No, I can't. Yeah. We tried to cross the border and leave, but it didn't work, you know? So now I'm here and there's nothing I can do about it. So then it's literally insanity to keep rolling around in the fear cycle. You know, it's like insanity is defined as doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And so I think it's really important for people to hear, if they're stuck in fear cycles, if they keep having the same thought patterns going over and over and over in their brain, it's like, what about this? You know, I was lying in bed last night and it's just like COVID-19 is just like sitting in front of my brain while I'm trying to go to sleep. And it's like, okay, well, that's there. That's nice. Doesn't need to stop me from going to sleep, you know? And then I like doze off and fall asleep. But that's because I'd had lots of practice at, you know, seeing those fear patterns and being like, that's nice. I'm not going to engage in that. And sort of like letting it be in its own space and continuing to live my life the way that I want. I'm just wondering, you know, do you have a practical tool for people who maybe are having panic attacks or recurring anxiety around this stuff right now?
You know what, the biggest thing that I can give you and your viewers, but give you who's watching this right now, who's listening to this right now, is to remember the first thing that you did when you were born. Now remember, what was the first thing? You may not remember what it was, but I can tell you what it is because I had four kids. But the first thing a baby does when it comes out of the mama's belly, however it comes out, even if it's C-section, is it takes a breath. And that is how important it is, breathing is for us. And so the thing is, when we get scared, when we're being that slave to fear, we do shallow breathing. We don't breathe deep at all. And it makes us just more and more and more tight and fearful. And so I know when working with people with anxiety, that a good tool to use is to take deep, deep breaths, as deep as you can, and fill your whole body up, right? Deep, 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 deep. And then hold it at the top of the breath and then push it out, kind of like this. So you go, and then hold it at the top and then breathe it out and make a noise when you breathe it out. And you breathe it in and you hold it at the top and then you let it go. Now you do that a bunch of times, and there's a few reasons why. Number one, because you're getting breath into your body, you're not shallow breathing anymore. I think number two, it kind of gets you off what you're thinking about, because you're thinking about hold it at the top, you know, and then push it out all the way, like all the way out of your body until there's no more breath in you. It's kind of hard, like, as you could hear it in my voice, hold it at the top, you know. And then the other reason why is, it's so important, and it feels good when you make a noise when you let breath go. That's a tone, that's a sound vibration, and that's a peaceful sound vibration. And it's releasing negative feelings, pent up energies and stuff that you've been holding on to. And so if you think about somebody who's scared or anxious or whatever, they're just like, ah, like this in shallow breathing. So you get them, ah, like that.
I'm on a big mission to end family trauma in this generation. And so I'm working with conscious moms to create a powerful change where we can become bulletproof, where we have no triggers, where our children cannot touch us, no matter what they throw at us, so that we can be the kind of moms that we needed and the kind of moms that we want to be for this new generation, so that we can end rape, we can end trauma, we can end neglect, we can end sexual shame, we can end consumerism, we can end screen addiction, we can end all of these things by how we choose to parent and how we show up in the world. So I invite you to be here on this journey with me, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on the other side. So get your name and email in that box and join me on this journey. It's going to be an incredible 7 days where you are guided every day to understand how to create better habits, how to not give up, and how to implement the 60-second hack to rewire your brain so that you know that no matter what's happening, you'll come back to a loving place fast. Love you. I'll see you on the other side. Present moment.